Web marketing. How to attract clients to your site and what they're looking for.
Okay, now, shall we talk about website structure?
Yes.
What makes the site most interesting so they will stay longer?
Yeah.
Well, let's start with what they want. What are these people seeking?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Which comes down to your search words, doesn't it?
Yes, but the search words are probably just an indication for what they're seeking. So what are they really looking for? Most of the people that will come to you, what do they need?
Well, they're looking for change and they're looking for guidance and direction and support. Seems to me.
Mm.
Yes, no?
Change, guidance, direction. What's their problem?
A lot of them just don't know how to get themselves off their backsides and do something.
Yeah, but that's not what they feel is their problem. Well, it might be. Okay, so let's make a list, and I'll ask you for homework to complete it.
Yeah.
The problem is they hate their job.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah.
Right? Some of them hate their job.
Yeah.
Some of them feel a sense that there's much more that they could do.
Yeah.
But they're not sure what.
Yeah.
Some of them might be having trouble getting off their butt, and they want someone who'll challenge them.
Yeah, and they need direction, some of them.
Yep. Some of them are looking for the direction. They're like, you know, what? They know that there's more.
Yes.
That's why they're searching.
Yeah.
So you can connect with them by saying,
yeah.
You know there's more. So you might even ask these questions on their site or say, here's who I serve.
Mm.
And list these issues. Say, is this you? Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, okay.
Here's how I can help you. Now, I'll tell you what I think is a great example of a sales letter, I'm testing it out.
Yeah.
Using real psychology of sales. Go to life-coaching-resource.com.
Which was life?
-coaching.
Yeah.
-resource.
Yeah.
.com. /EP.
Yeah.
.htm. And this is something that I've been developing using the Sales Guru's methodology. And you can see how it helps identify a problem. It lists the benefits of what they're going to get. It lists why the competition will not help them.
Mm.
It actually eliminates the competition. It lists testimonials at the right time.
Yep.
And then it talks about the price.
Yep.
And why this is such a great deal. Now, you may not use all of that, and you may think that some of it's a bit over the top, but take a look at it.
Mm. Okay, I can do that.
But I say the biggest thing that'll have them stay is that they recognize that this site is specifically designed to help them with their problem.
Yeah, okay.
And then you show them how you can do it. Now, one of the things that you're probably selling is coaching. So you want to let them know how coaching will help them. The other thing that might help them with their problem is your newsletter.
Yeah.
So you want to let them know right up front, this is how this newsletter will help you, and it's free.
Yeah.
Or get in contact with me. This is why you should get in contact with me, and yeah, et cetera. So you can have all sorts of flashy things and animated stuff and all sorts of things, but I say the biggest thing that will make a difference is you telling them, this is what I can do for you.
Yeah.
This is who I help. Now, if they've come to your site by accident and they don't have one of those problems,
yeah.
Or maybe they should go elsewhere, or maybe you've got another button that says other issues.
Yeah.
So you can kind of get people who come for other things and they click on that, and then you can say, I'm a coach and my job is to help you with whatever challenge you have. Why don't you fill in this form or email me with your current challenge and I'll let you know if I think I can help you.
Yes.
And that way it's just kind of a catch-all.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay, and this is, okay, it's like a focus of how you can help them, isn't it? That's what it's about. And of course, at the end of the day, it's not a passive thing. It needs to be active in its language.
Yeah, remember these guys, they're doing a surf, so they've got hundreds of sites to choose from.
Yeah.
From the search engines. And if it doesn't look really clear straight away that you have what they have, they're going to leave.
Mm.
So you want to be pretty clear about it straight off. I would have Australia all over the page.
Yeah.
So the ones who come to Australia know it's Australian. I would probably have Melbourne. And what I do on my site, I'm going for all countries, but if you're going for all states, you could have all of the states listed at the top of your page.
Yeah.
So if you look at lifecoachingresource.com, you'll see how I've got the different countries listed at the top of the page so people can click on one of them.
Okay.
And when they click, it says, if it's in Australia, it says, hey, I'm based in Sydney and I coach all around Australia. I cover the cost of phone calls, so it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
Close this window to return to my site and find out how I can help you. If they click on the US, it'll say how I've lived in New York for 4 years, I'm now most often in Sydney, and I coach people in the US, and I cover the cost of calls.
Yeah.
It might cover US and Canada. If they mention international, it just talks about, you know, different countries that I've coached and how it's not a problem where you are.
Yeah.
Like that. So you might do something like that so that you can capture all states in Australia.
Mm. Yes, because there's absolutely no reason why not. Because one of the things that I've learned about for myself is that I actually prefer to do telephone coaching, the face-to-face coaching. And, you know, with Maureen, it's working out really well.
Great.
And it just, you know, just doesn't make any difference at all. So if I enjoy it more, then why don't I do more of it?
Yeah. and you'll be able to coach all over the place. Plus, you'll be able to do, if you really enjoy the career direction stuff, you can start doing some teleclasses.
Yes, that's true, too.
And that's really great leverage, and then you can record that stuff and, you know, create a product out of that. So it's really a great way to go.
Yes, because I've been thinking about, one of the things I've been thinking about developing is, like, group sessions, which ostensibly is the same thing as teleclasses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's developing material for them.
Exactly. Mm. Okay, so Shirley, what did you get out of this session, if you could summarize it and give you some bullet points?
How to use keywords and the importance of those keywords. The fact that there is paid and free traffic. I didn't realize that you could do paid traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And how to set up the site. So that, I mean, it's just taking that slant on it that is what's going to be of benefit to them, and what is it that you seriously want to offer to them, attracting the right kind of people.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
And if they don't have a problem, then you're going to either have to, you know, enroll them or inspire them through your website, right, which takes time. I think you could fill your practice by focusing on people who have an issue, there's something they want resolved, there's something they want in life, and just speak to them.
Yeah.
So find identify with their problems and let them know how you can help them and why. And again, use that template that I said at ep.htm. You'll even see how I build in credibility. And I'm really direct about it. I say, here are three reasons why you should believe what I say.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I just paid $200 to get some software that helps write those letters. So take a look at it, and you might work out how you can tweak it to yours. But you'll see the elements. You'll see the credibility. You'll see the the testimonials. You'll see, you know, how price is justified. You'll see everything. That's great. And you could even, you know, use something like that and use that as a letter to send out to your clients.
Yes.
Okay.